Welcome back to part two, day one, E3.
Oh my goodness.
That's literally, there's going to be like 2 seconds of silence, and then that's how it's going to open, and people are probably going to be like,
I was going to tell you, hold on, let me get my drink again. Let me refill my drink.
Oh, go ahead, I can just edit this part out.
Sweet, hold on.
Meaning I won't.
Be right back.
Okay. I do want to add that you people will probably hear a... That is not me blowing into my mic. It is currently... Holy shit. It's currently like 90 degrees here. So... And I live in an attic. So... There's a fan behind me that keeps... I have an air conditioner, which doesn't seem to want to give me cool air right now. So yes, that's a fan you hear. I really hope it's not too annoying. And there's an air conditioner, and I can't move close to the air conditioner because my computer isn't close enough, so. That is not me breathing into the thing. I'm not a heavy mouther. That was me, but that was probably really loud, but. Ouch, sorry. That was a knitting needle. A knitting needle, which I actually should probably be knitting while I talk. Because, June 10th, I'm going to Ferndale, Michigan to see Nerdist. Chris Hardwick, live. Yes, that's exciting. If you ever get the chance to go see him, you should totally go see him because he's amazing. Nerdist, if you're a nerd. Or like nerd jokes, or like nerd stuff, like video games and stuff. You should totally go see him, because he's really funny. He has his own podcast, too, you know, and blog, and... Yeah. I'm... points to anyone who guessed that I was trying to tap out at the end. Dry lips, can't whistle all that well. I'll listen to this and maybe edit some of that stuff out just so I don't kill you all and we lose the few listeners we have. Awesome. Sorry. In case you're all wondering what I'm knitting, because I am indeed knitting, I am knitting a cowl for my steampunk outfit. Because I do steampunk. If you read the blog, you knew I went, you know, I went to Steampunk World Steam Expo. Because there's a steampunk MMO coming out sometime soon, next year-ish. I do believe next year there's a mobile flight simulator game coming out for it. Air, the game is called. You can check it out at airsteampunk.com. But yes, I will be dressing up as steampunk at the Chris Hardwick concert, comedy, you know, concert thing. Because it's awesome.
Hey, baby.
Hello.
How are you?
I was totally talking to everyone. I was trying to whistle and tap out beats on my cup. I have a feeling I'm going to have to edit a lot of that out.
But anyway, hey, part two of
E3!
E3, two continuous press start review of E3. EA event. EA took place right after Microsoft. And honestly, besides Mass Effect 3... and Battlefield, I really didn't know exactly what to expect. So, going into this, I was completely clueless on what they were going to show.
Notes. Okay. Got my notes.
Your notes are up?
Yep, cool. Got my notes.
First thing up was Mass Effect 3. For those of you who have played Mass Effect and Mass Effect 2... this came to no surprise, because we all knew that the battle was coming to Earth, especially if you've played the last DLC, which I have not, but I knew it was coming to Earth. Anyway, graphically, this game looks awesome.
Yes.
Fan-freaking-tastic. But if you have a PS3 and you bought Mass Effect 2, a lot of this looks familiar because... Mass Effect 2 is already using the Mass Effect 3 engine. So, a lot of the, you know, it looked pretty cool. The demo that they showed was...
totally different from the one they showed at Microsoft.
Definitely different than the one they showed at Microsoft. This one had a lot more action into it. They have Shepard, who's just shooting through crap, and I'll just go ahead and cut to the chase... you see Shepard on a gigantic freaking machine gun shooting at this very gigantic Reaper. And the scaling for this thing...
no, you're supposed to keep talking over me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm imitating the demo.
It looked crazy. You had Shepard who was... literally no bigger than this thing's, like, toenail, shooting down this Reaper. And the entire time, I don't know if he's talking to Joker or who, but he's telling somebody to call in an orbital strike. And they call it in, and it looks awesome. There's this huge explosion, and this thing still lives.
It went, you, Shepard.
Yeah. It was crazy. And then it went into this huge little things. And there's a lot of characters that you'll recognize from a lot of the Mass Effect franchises. And or not from a lot of Mass Effect franchises.
How many Mass Effect franchises have they had?
From the one Mass Effect franchise. and this is going to be the final Mass Effect. Unless they decide to pull a Microsoft and have Mass Effect 4.
Mass Effect 4. This time it's personal.
Jesus. And one of the cool things is, like, the tagline is, decide how it ends. And at the end of the trailer, it has, decide how it ends on March 6th.
March 6th, 2012.
Which is kind of depressing considering that it was pushed back from November, but I don't really care because this game looks freaking awesome. So as long as it looks awesome, take as much time as you... Well, not as much time as you need, gentlemen.
Don't give them that option.
Yeah, Duke Nukem learned from that. Decide How It Ends March 6th is a really fucking awesome tagline. I'm looking forward to Mass Effect 3. It has been confirmed that everything that you have done from Mass Effect to Mass Effect 3... or Mass Effect and Mass Effect 2 will take place and shape your world on Mass Effect 3.
And that just makes you want to go back and play the other two Mass Effects.
Exactly.
Just for different worlds all the time.
It's going to be awesome. So I'm looking forward to it. I really don't know what else to say.
I've never played a Mass Effect game, so...
Oh, okay.
BioWare, right?
Hmm?
BioWare, right?
Yeah, BioWare.
The same people who made Dragon Age?
Yep, and everything that BioWare touches is gold.
Woot.
For all those of you who want to fight me about Dragon Age 2, blah. Need for Speed the Run was next.
Ba-na-na-na!
And I had no idea on how that was going to look because I've never seen anything on it.
Dude. You get out of the car!
That was a big thing. Need for Speed, for the first time ever, has gameplay that's outside the car.
Holy shit!
Just to give you a brief synopsis on it, this is a race around the country, San Francisco to New York. You play as this guy named Jack. We don't know why he's racing, but you know he's doing this in the quickest time possible.
Is he going to be chased by the police too?
Yes, he is. He's going to get chased by the police as well.
I wonder how he's going to stop for gas if he's getting chased by the police.
The on foot gameplay had QTE events like in God of War, which was kind of cool, but I'm kind of hoping there's a little bit more free reign in there too. One thing that I noticed in the demo is that you have no idea that it's a Need for Speed game. You'd have none.
Until it said Need for Speed the Run.
Yeah, until you actually jumped into a car, you would have no idea that it was a Need for Speed game.
We were all like, holy shit, on foot and in the car.
The way the demo starts off is that you're actually racing, and the on-screen display for it looks pretty cool. It's very, very stylish. But then all of a sudden, he gets rammed by this SUV, and cops come up and try to arrest him.
And he's all like, fuck that shit.
Yeah, he uses some kung fu wire crap to get out of the way, and then he hijacks this cop car. You're a wonderful person, Megan. He hijacks this cop car, and this entire time, he's trying to get away from these cops. But there's this cop copter that's steady chasing after you, your lights are blaring, and things are just blowing up everywhere because the cop copter is shooting at you and missing, and cars are getting wrecked and all this other good stuff. Eventually he ends up running off the road and running onto these train tracks, and there's a QTE event where the train is coming and you have to kick yourself out. It looks like it could be pretty intense. So that was Need for Speed the Run. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be pretty cool. We'll see how this goes.
I kind of wish I played more, not racing games, but racing games like Need for Speed.
Need for Speed has always been pretty much like one of the pinnacle arcade racing games.
Yeah, I've only played like one Need for Speed, and I can't remember which one it was now. But it was on a friend's 360.
All right, what was... Star Wars The Old Republic.
The good Star Wars game!
For those of you who didn't know, this got announced at E3 last year. And this is being done by BioWare.
BioWare!
The trailer that they had was a good 5 minutes long.
And it combined two of the already previously released trailers.
Right.
With
some new stuff.
Got to hear some characters talk.
I was seeing a lot more of what I've seen before than what I haven't seen before. And all of it was crazy because they had the guy from BioWare come out and talk about it. And he's like, don't let me, you know, I don't want to tell you. I would rather show you. But all it was graphical trailers. And then at the very end, it said Star Wars, The Old Republic. And I practically stood on my feet because I was like, finally, finally, this game is coming. And then the trailer ended with no fucking release date.
No, wait, wait. Let me redo that.
So I was really upset because I was like, this game was announced last year. Why don't we have a inkling of a release date? That was kind of insulting to me.
I kind of think if you got a game and it's not going to be released for like 2 years, don't announce it two years in a row.
Yeah, because that's just retarded and all you're doing is pissing us off.
You could, I mean, you know, they announced it last year, fine. Don't bring it back this year.
Right. Right. I mean, look at what Mass Effect did for the VGAs. They announced Mass Effect 3 at the VGAs and then used the E3 to show us a demo. I think they did the same thing with, like for Batman Arkham Asylum, which we'll go through on another podcast, all the E3 things that really didn't get promotion but still got announced. They used the BGAs to make a trailer, but then they didn't show gameplay about it until E3. I feel like you had a year to do, and I know BioWare's been busy. BioWare's been busy with freaking Mass Effect and Dragon Age 2, which, you know, depending on how you looked at it, was either a really good success or a really good failure.
It's really good.
Either way, I mean, we you know how I say. It was a combined trailer, still no release date. It was kind of a disappointment to me, especially being like, I want to play this game day fucking one. What do I have to do to do it?
I wanted to see in-game footage. They didn't even have in-game footage. It was all just trailer.
You know what was crazy? Last year they had game footage.
I know, right?
Last year they had in-game footage. So why isn't this year, with this trailer, do we not have in-game footage?
They scrapped it. They probably scrapped the whole damn project.
I would hope not, man, because that's a huge, huge MMO, and the trailers look so fucking cool.
I know.
The one scene where the Sith are together, and you see one red lightsaber buzz up, and then you see a whole bunch of eyes, and then a whole bunch of other red lightsabers roll up. That is so insane, and I'm completely confused on why BioWare is just waiting. I understand that they have their hands full, but Dragon Age is done. It's been done. Mass Effect 3 practically done, but pushed back. So I don't understand why we're not getting a release date. I mean, that's just it. At least do like what other people do and say, this is coming out in the fall of blah, blah, blah. Or coming out in the summer.
2013, 20 of never.
I mean, even EA developers who did Darksiders said, hey, we're not going to come out with Darksiders unless we find a good system. We're not going to come out with Darksiders 2 until 2013. And you guys can eat it. And then we were like, okay, that's fine. At least you have a fucking release date to go on.
There is a joke with Darksiders 2, which you will listen to later.
Yeah, you guys will figure that out later, because
unless you watch D3 and then you already know this, but
there is more about Darksiders. But anyway.
Yep, all I have written for Star Wars is Star Wars Old Republic. Why did I write hand on gameplay? Were they gonna have gameplay at the booth?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about that.
For some reason I wrote down hand on gameplay. I don't know why.
You sound like you're a little confused, my dear.
And then I just have... I think I was watching that. That was like when everyone was calling me and I had to record it. And my thing was all...
What's next?
What do you have next?
What are you wearing? What are you buying?
Yarn.
SSX.
Yep.
For you guys who watch the Spike VGAs, you probably heard that there was an SSX game that came out, and it was called Deadly Descent. They scrapped that game.
They went.
Which I was actually kind of looking forward to, because the whole goal wasn't to just skate it; it was to survive. But I mean,
well, they did. They brought the survive back into this one.
In a way,
it's race, trick, survive.
Yep. Okay.
I wrote that down.
The snowboarding franchise is back. It looks fast paced. SSX is going to rock house.
They're using NASA satellite data to make all their environments.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's coming out the peak of snowboarding skiing season. January 2012!
Apparently, they're going to give you the option to drop in anywhere that you want to and ski it.
I want to drop into the Himalayas!
Oh, my thing, I have snowboarding in Texas equals win. But after that, they announced FIFA 12 and Madden 12, which are sports games.
All I wrote were EA Sports, and I was going to leave that to you.
FIFA and Madden, FIFA as a whole looks really freaking good. They keep improving FIFA every damn year. I don't know how they do it. I don't know where they get their inspiration from, but they keep improving FIFA every year. Madden 12, they're trying to say it's true to the game, but true to the game left back in Madden 10. So, I really don't have too much to say, because it's the same old sports games. So
sports game will hardly ever change.
Madden 9 and 10 did something really, 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 really cool. Is it either 8 or 9 or 9 and 10 did something really cool where they had this Hall of Fame mode, which played like an RPG, where you would take a character, you'd get drafted, and you would go through this whole little story mode about trying to get into the Hall of Fame, and you'd play seasons. And when you played as a quarterback, you saw through the quarterback's eyes. That's all you had. It was like a first-person game. And that was really cool. But they got rid of it in 11, and I've never been into Madden since.
Aww. So,
but, you know, FIFA 12, Madden 12, same old shit, different day. Mm-hmm. After that, something really cool. The Sims Social.
Woo!
There's really not too much else to say about it.
It's a Facebook game.
It is a Facebook game.
And it's not your farming engine game.
No.
Thank God.
Yeah, this is something new for you to play while you're checking out everybody else's Facebook.
Facebook stalker.
It's almost a guaranteed hit.
While you're doing the legal way of stalking.
The legal way of stalking. yeah, it's pretty much a guaranteed hit. There, I even wrote on my list, you know, I might have to jump on it myself, to my dismay.
I love The Sims.
Oh, so, I mean, once again, it's The Sims, so.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep. This next one, I was kind of a little bit excited for. It looked interesting.
Yeah, it looks like it could have some definite gameplay in me. Reckoning. Wasn't that what's next?
Yep, Reckoning. Kingdoms of Amalur. Amalur.
Yep.
Amalur.
It looks like it's going to be an Elder Scrolls killer. It's trying to be, anyway.
I wrote down it looked kind of like Fable and Oblivion put together.
Yeah.
Which they have Ken Rolston.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for you to explain who it is.
Who?
I say a name and you say who it is. Ken Rolston.
Oh, I have no idea who the fuck that is.
Oh. I think he was like the creative mind behind Oblivion or something.
Oh yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. He was the creative mind behind Oblivion. You're right. Might be homie.
Todd McFarlane.
Ooh, Spawn.
R.A. Salvatore.
And he's
an author. He's an author.
So, the biggest name on there is Ari Salvador.
I think this might actually be from something that he's written, or he wrote something, wrote a world and everything specifically for this game. I really wish I would have paid attention to that last part.
I have fast and fluid combat. It's definitely heavy when it comes to magic.
Yes, it looks awesome. It looks really awesome.
Every pretty much attack that was shown was pretty much heavily magic based. It is a 2012 release date.
2012. There are only two more left.
Yep. This next one is from Insomniac Games. And
Holy
for those of you who don't
cool.
know Insomniac Games,
Ratchet and Clank!
Ratchet and Clank.
Which I've never played.
Which you should go play.
I've always preferred Jack and Daxter over Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, with this shit. The new game, they're coming out with a new IP that is called Overstrike. And out
Overstrike
of all.
9.
Out of all the games at EA, this one struck me as the most interesting.
Out of all the new games that aren't sequels to something else, or
Right.
part of a franchise or a series.
Which is all two of them.
Hang on. Out of no, I mean out of all of EA.
All two of them.
Or all of E3.
Oh, okay. Never mind. When you said EA, I was like, yeah, all two of them.
I meant E3.
This was probably one of the cooler ones. It definitely has a sense of humor. It's
Hee
pretty funny. It's almost like, I think about a futuristic James Bond esh type team. The best way for me to describe it, for anybody who has ever seen A-Team, think about like a ragtag group A-Team mod squad, that
With
whole deal.
chicks. With chicks.
Yeah, two guys, two girls, and
How do you explain your penchant for, or what was it, for causing massive amounts of destruction wherever you go? Enthusiasm?
enthusiasm. That trailer was so cool.
Go check it out. The trailer is funny.
The trailer in itself was really cool. If Overstrike does not, it screams multiplayer. Massive amounts, because even in the last scene where they meet up with this guy who turns out to be a fucking tank,
Robot. Oh my God.
you have the four characters just looking up at this thing because this thing is kind of big. And even some of the characters that they describe, you have a guy who used to be like this Buddhist monk who's shooting electrical things at people. Not from his hands or anything, he has a gun, but he's shooting electrical people. You have another chick who's,
She reminded me, if we're thinking of the same one, she reminded me of, was it Siren from Borderlands?
I don't know if we're thinking of the same one.
I'm probably thinking of the chick that comes after this chick.
Probably the one that, but the one that goes invisible?
Yes.
Okay.
So the chick that comes after this chick you're about to talk about.
Yeah.
Who looked awesome.
This chick went invisible and just started snapping necks.
She's like, la 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 la.
It was crazy. And
Crazy
then
awesome.
you had this other chick who was just beating the crap out of people, and then she had this gun that would shoot what looked like mercury, but
Yeah, and then it'll like bubble up.
yeah, and it would crush these enemies.
It'll explode.
It was wild.
I want it.
Wild, wild, wild. It looks like this. If that game doesn't have multiplayer, I'm gonna cry. Hands down, that game deserves multiplayer, co-op, every little thing. I even said, "Oh man, needs a release date soon," because they really didn't give a release date. They just said coming soon.
All I have is Overstrike written down.
All you have is Overstrike.
Yep.
You don't have any notes on it?
'Cause it was awesome, and I was too busy watching it to take notes.
And then after that, the big
The one that I'm gonna let Tony talk all his little heart out about.
Battlefield 3 gave me a little mini Woody.
We are really earning our explicit tag today.
Yeah. Oh, joy! That's what we get when we have log-ass podcasts. I'm glad we didn't do this last night, too.
Oh my god, we would have killed ourselves.
Yeah, we would have fell asleep by the time we did Ubisoft. Battlefield 3, I'm going to go ahead and give you a little run into. The new animation, because before they got into the gameplay, they went into animation. And the animation looks freaking amazing. Like, you would not know the difference if you didn't know what the fuck you were looking at. It's going to give Call of Duty a huge run for its money. It's going to have something that's called the Battle Log. And the Battle Log is going to be, you know, you're going to be, it's like a social networking thing, except you're going to be able to create platoons like you do in MAG. Except it's going to be done better than MAG. It's going to be fucking awesome. for a lot of people, the beta is going to launch in September.
Yes.
And that's going to be huge. Huge, 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 huge.
Isn't it multiplayer open beta?
Yeah, it's a multiplayer open beta, which means for some of you guys, if you want to, you don't even have to go pre-order it at GameStop. It's going to be a free downloadable beta for everyone. Which is huge, because nowadays, nobody does that anymore.
Oh, there's hardly any open betas anymore.
For
games like this.
Battlefield, the demo starts... when you're riding out, which kind of, I'm not going to lie, the demo started off really kind of slow because all you're doing is just kind of riding for the first, like, little 2 or 3 minutes. And then he gets into a battle with what would seem to be tanks. And you literally see this guy duck down into his tank and then go into, I guess, what his tank mode is. And he would shoot these things and you could actually see the impact that it would have. And Megan pointed out something really cool, which was writing down in my notes at the time. When you get hit, your screen jars. Like, the screen fucks up.
I said that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I'm gonna go back into my chat logs.
Oh.
I don't remember.
When you get hit, the screen fucks up. That was really, really cool. You're not gonna see something like that in Call of Duty. It looks crazy realistic. I was very content with the way that it looked. The biggest thing, actually two of the biggest things. Number one is that it's going to come with Battlefield 1943, which is an online game, which is really freaking cool. And the second thing is probably the biggest surprise from EA is that it's going to launch October 25th. This is coming from a game that wasn't supposed to come out this year. It was actually supposed to come out next year, probably around March time. Or February, March time, and then you're getting it October 25th. That's 2 weeks before Call of Duty. And no, it might not even be 2 weeks. It might be a week and a half before Call of Duty.
Whoa.
No, wait, it is 2 weeks. Sorry, my bad. It's 2 weeks.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. Get your shit right.
Shut up, you. that was pretty much the pinnacle of EA's event. Now...
Hang on, I'm trying to find.
Oh my god, please.
Oh, wait, wait, wait.
Hey, oh. What do you know?
Oh, apparently I said the sound is solid, but the picture is jumpy.
No, maybe. You said something different.
Really?
Because that's when you were looking back at your recording for.
Because I said I missed everything after Battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything.
I swear you said something like that.
Huh.
Oh well. I'm not on Linux, so I won't be able to tell you. But anywho.
Yeah, you did say nerd boner. Anyway, it's so fluffy, I'm gonna die.
It's so fluffy, I'm gonna die.
Cute and fluffy!
So that was EA's event. So Megan, things that looked really, really cool.
Overstrike.
Okay. You know what? for something. I know I just bitched about something not getting any gameplay, but then again, that was something that we've already seen gameplay for. Out of all of this, I definitely have to say Overstrike. It's a tie between Overstrike and Mass Effect 3. Mm. Overstrike, depending on, can look really fucking awesome. And I'm a fan of Insomniac games. So.
Sim Social. Woohoo.
Big disappointments.
Not having a release for Star Wars.
Yeah. Okay.
They didn't really have many disappointments in their conference.
No, everything looked pretty cool. They were pretty solid.
Yeah.
Pretty solid indeed.
They, thank God, didn't mention a fucking thing about Kinect. No Kinect for EA in their conference. No,
they left that for,
Microsoft.
Left that for Microsoft. All right. So, with that being said, we're going to go to Ubisoft!
With Yves! Yves Guillemot.
So, we're going to start off with Ubisoft.
Okay, got my notes.
What'd you say?
I got my notes.
The first thing that pops up... 25 years. That was their big spiel this entire time. Was 25 years.
All right. Awesome.
So, the first game that they deem preview is a game that a lot of us barely remember.
And can I read my second line of notes on this particular game?
Sure.
Holy shit demo.
Holy shit demo. And that was pretty much the pinnacle. Rayman Origins.
Rayman!
A lot of us haven't played Rayman since PlayStation 1.
Never played a Rayman game.
So to have... Oh, you're not missing too much, my dear. But honest to goodness, Rayman was on the path of beating... Crash Bandicoot. It was on the path of being... It was just as good.
It was. It was really funny. And he totally died in his demo.
Yeah, he has.
The Michelle dude, he totally died in his demo.
It looks like something out of Super Mario. Big thing, co-op. Co-op.
Four-player co-op.
The four players can play this thing. Now, we only saw two at E3, but up to four can get down on the game. That is huge.
Tetris level lols.
Okay, so...
If you get the chance, go watch the video of the gameplay. I might post it on the blog after this.
It is well worth it. It is probably one of the coolest demos that we've seen.
It was so funny.
At E3. One of the scenes is, I guess they're walking in some sort of volcano. And then all of a sudden, he shoots this thing of ice. And you see these Tetris blocks come down, and literally,
and the song goes do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
shit and very surprising to see him do that. He died a lot in this demo. I have the game doesn't seem to take itself seriously at all,
which is awesome.
Yeah, riding mosquitoes, really fucking A.
I think I said airship.
Yeah, airship. They were. It was like a piloting vertical, not a vertical, horizontal shooter at one point in time. It really looked cool. But after
they were all going for that fucking chest.
Mm-hmm.
They were all going. They were going for that chest, man.
Yeah, they were looking for the chest. And the coolest thing, and I know this is not in the game, but they find the chest, and they pause for a little bit, and he says, "One more thing. Help me punch this, or help me break open this chest." And you see Rayman and this other character, which is Blue Guy. I think that's what they called him. Punch this thing at the same time, and then it explodes. And it has Ubisoft 25 years anniversary, and
this really cool graphic.
It has this really cool graphic that has all the major characters from any Ubisoft game. I'm talking the Prince, the Rabbids from Raven Rabbids, Rayman is there, Sam Fisher from Splinter Cell. I'm pretty sure there's one or two others that I'm totally missing.
I'm trying to look it up right now, the image.
There was a ton of things. It was crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Actually, I'm trying to look it up, too. Ubisoft 25 years graphic. Law. They don't have it.
Not, I know, okay.
Not that I can see. But anyway, it's all good. It's all good. No harm meant.
I'll manage to get it. Like, I'll get YouTube or something, and I'll...
Oh, I found it!
You found it? Send me the link.
Copy. It's a small one.
I don't really care. Send me the link.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Look at it, so adorable.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Who else is that? The Rabbid, the Prince.
Is that Jade from Beyond Good and Evil?
Yeah.
Is that a cat? Do I see a cat?
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you where it's from. The assassin from Assassin's Creed.
Is that the guy from Red Dead? Not Red Dead Redemption. Red Steel.
The guy from Red Steel. One of the guys from Ghost Recon. It's a pretty awesome picture, guys. If I could find a blown up picture of it, I was gonna I'm going to show
it.
It's
all good.
Yeah,
we'll find it.
We'll post it up on the site because it looks pretty freaking awesome. But yeah, that was that. Up next is is Driver San Francisco.
Which okay. Literally all I said was Driver San Fran because they announced it last year.
Yeah. Alright, I'm going to go ahead and put this out here just for you guys. Before all this started out, Hans Franz Dinglehopper decided to... Oh, God.
What?
I called him Hans Franz Dinglehopper because I can't remember his name.
Okay.
Hey, man, leave me alone. He decided that he was going to pass it off to their PR manager. And the PR manager is, I can't remember his fucking name, but he goes by Mr. Caffeine.
Mr. Caffeine!
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead on record and say, whoever that guy is, give him a medal.
Oh, my God.
He tried so hard to get cheap laughs.
He went for dick jokes. He went for dick jokes.
He was like, yeah, how many of you ladies want to see my wee? And then there was a slight chuckle, and he was like, all right, you know, I'm not beneath dick jokes. Beep!
Bleeped out what the rest of us said because the censors missed it.
So, Mister, he was trying so hard. I feel really bad for the guy. Really bad for the guy. But anyway, the way that they start off a bunch of their new or the returns to the franchises is that he does this like little dream sequence ordeal with his hands. And they show, like, 8-bit ways of...
Wasn't it, like, it was supposed to be, like, on the Commodore?
Yeah, so they show an 8-bit Commodore version of Driver San Francisco. And it was pretty cool. It was really well thought out. It was really well done. In fact, it was more well done than the game looked. In my notes, I say that I feel like I should be kind of hyped up about it, but I'm really not. I think it's about time to drop the franchise. I agree that Driver is probably one of the best games back in the PlayStation 1 that allowed you to be your own director. Because that was a big thing. You got to run away from the cops, make your own chase scene. But nowadays, there are so many other games that does it better. Hot Pursuit, for crying out loud. Now, granted, you can't make your own videotapes, but with enough editing, you can do whatever the hell you want to do.
Yeah, you really can.
And now, there's no reason to have Driver San Fran now. There's none. Drivers should just die. Let it die. Nobody wants it anymore. There's not a person out there who was like, man, I wish there was another Driver out there.
Yeah. Wait for it. Sorry.
That's about it.
I pulled up the Rayman video.
Okay, so since we've done Mission Driver, they announced another game, but I'm not going to tell you what it is because we didn't know until the very last second.
Hang on. Oh, wait. Let me just pull it up so I can get the line right. I have to get the line right. I am aware. I thought I was signed in, you stupid fuck. I mean,
oh, God. Yeah. Okay, this is where the censors had a freaking field day. Because I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, it was a perfect, let me tell you, it was a perfect clip to introduce this game.
It was, oh my God.
But
I think they were too entranced by the game, by the trailer. Because, like, I want to watch this. And then they went, oh shit, they're saying fuck!
I think it wasn't until it was way too late, which is actually kind of funny. I want to see if they're going to bleep it out for...
I'm watching it on YouTube right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I want to get the line right.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I'll let you know if they... Here it comes. Do you know what the definition of insanity is?
So this guy, it starts off with this man taking pictures from a distance of refugees, and he sees one gets popped in the head, and he's like, "Oh geez, oh Christ!" And then he puts his camera down, turns to the side. Now keep in mind, this entire time you're in first person view. Puts his camera down, turns to the side, and the first thing he sees is a rifle butt, and he gets knocked out.
Just like that.
Next thing you see is a guy who's sitting here. And
fucking
this dude,
insane!
This dude is going to be talked about for a very long time. Because I can't stop talking to him, to everybody that I've already mentioned it to.
Do you know the definition of insanity is?
And this guy, and it, when he said it, it made perfect sense. Because he said, if I can remember this right, if
it's
I remember
like the
way
he said it. You do the same thing fucking over and over again.
And
I
expecting.
I killed you once before.
He's like, I expect. You kill yourself. Oh, not kill yourself. When you do the same shit over and over again. And expect different results. That's what it was. And he keeps ranting and ranting. And all of a sudden, this dude snaps. He's like, I don't like the way that you're looking at me.
Did I ever tell you what the definition of insanity
is? And then it pans down a little bit. And you see his foot on this rock. And you don't gather, because your hands are tied. Like, there's a visual that your hands are tied the entire time.
You're too busy looking at your hands going, fuck, 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 fuck. Plus, he's sitting on this rock at first, too.
Right. And then he says, did I ever tell you what the definition of insanity is? And I think this is the third time he says it.
No, I think it's the second time.
Is it? Yeah. Is it the second time? Mm-hmm. And then he kicks that rock over, and then you realize at that split second that you're tied to this rock.
Oh, fuck.
And you go trailing down.
Now, when you hit the water, you're in the water. There's water, obviously.
Yeah, you go trailing down. And at first, I thought it was a bottomless pit. And I was like, oh, well, fuck, that's interesting. Yeah. But you actually hit water. And if you glance around, because I know that I noticed during the demo.
I noticed it. Oh, did I notice it?
You see dead bodies already there.
In the same position you are.
Yeah. So you're sitting here struggling to get up.
And it starts to go black.
Yeah.
Like you actually think you're not going to make it.
That was a crazy scene. Very crazy. Eventually you get your hands untied and you untie yourself and you swim up to the surface. It actually dims black for a little bit, like almost pitch black. And then you realize that you wake yourself up or you hit to the surface and you're breathing heavy and all this other noise.
You get your hands on some guns and a machete.
Yeah. And then there's stealth in this part. You're walking around and you turn out that you're shanking this one guy in the back and then you stab this other guy in the chest.
And you were just like, I'm getting, because you hear a helicopter.
Right. You hear a helicopter and you're like, I'm going to get in that motherfucking helicopter. And there's one cool part, one really cool part that I remember because he took a gun to somebody's head and popped them and then saw the other person who was getting ready to get up from his chair and threw the machete at him.
Oh, no, he put the gun up to the guy's head. He stabbed him in the chest and then threw the machete at the other guy.
Yeah, threw the machete. My bad.
I just watched it. That's the only reason I know. as you're trying to get to the helicopter, now that you're in a gunfight, you dive in some water and you notice there's another dead body tied to a cinder block there.
Yeah, and that's a really cool gameplay innovation too. By the way, this is not cinematic. This is all gameplay.
Yeah, it's all in gameplay. Didn't they say at the end it was made out of all in game footage?
Yep. All of it was made out of in game footage.
So you get on the helicopter.
Yeah, you get on this helicopter and you tell this guy, you know, to hurry up and drive.
Get the fucking plane on, man! Go!
Yeah, and he's like, okay. And he starts to lift up this helicopter, but come on, ladies and gentlemen, we already know. In what video game are you going to get away in a helicopter just like that?
Who doesn't have a rocket launcher? I mean, obviously, I think they started off saying everyone on this island is insane.
Yeah. That's how
they started it off. And you know, like, this band, it's this band of, like, mercenaries, this band of groups, you know they're going to have a rocket launcher.
Right. So you have, all of a sudden, you hear this loud bang, and your helicopter is going down, and you know it's going down.
And it starts to spin, it's like, E-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e.
And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. So
you
this motherfucker
fucked,
crashes.
My friend.
And it's actually kind of funny where it lands, because
I'm watching that part right now.
It lands, and you're kind of dazed, and you see your gun, and you see somebody walking up to you, and then you see this guy kind of kick
the gun.
Can I say
the line?
Wait, you see this guy kind of kick the gun away, and it bends down, and it's the exact same guy that kicked you off this rock,
and he says. And he looks at you, and he goes, "Did I ever tell you the definition of insanity?" And his eyes are fucking crazy, man!
And then it quickly fades to black.
And then the title.
Far Cry 3.
Coming 2012!
And I can tell you, from watching that thing and listening to the crowd, everybody was like, what the fuck?
So it went black, and the thing came up, and then suddenly you hear, woo!
Because Far Cry 3 came out from left field. I didn't even think it was good, because Far Cry never really got a huge following, but apparently got a big enough following for me to hear the crowd over the gameplay trailer. It was insane. So.
Hang on, I'm watching the end of Rayman to get that picture.
Lol. So.
Oh man, just all the Far Cry. Holy shit.
That was probably one of the biggest surprises that day.
I think they said that. They're like, this was like the fucking black sheep. This was just the...
Yeah, that came out of left field. Nobody knew that Far Cry. I didn't know Far Cry was going to come. I didn't even think. I thought Far Cry, for all, Yul Bull made a movie out of it. So that automatically means it was a dead franchise. That's how I feel about Blood Rain. God, Blood Rain. I loved the first one, but Blood Rain will never be the same after Yul Bull had his hands on it. Dirty, dirty German. But after Far Cry 3, Randy Pitchford from Gearbox, huge, because I didn't expect him to see him at the show. He came out and he said EA challenged us. Wait, wrong one. Ubisoft challenged us to make a World War II shooter.
Different than any other World War II shooter.
Now, keep in mind, Gearbox has been doing Brother is in Arms. So he's like, I decided to take a different twist on World War II. And he showed us this video of these guys walking up to this bar and literally shooting the door down and kicking it in.
They made cowboy hats cool.
It was four guys, and they had their names written on them, but I was too interested in the trailer to catch it. And they were literally mowing down these people. One guy had a chainsaw. One guy was shooting them. One guy branded the Texas state onto another Nazi's head. This looked cartoony, but it was fucking funny. It was funny as hell. It looked like it was over the top. The end of the trailer comes and they are literally destroyed almost everything, and the bathroom door somehow gets blown down, and you see this German guy, and he's on the toilet, and he looks up from his newspaper.
Taking a shit.
Yeah,
a la Jurassic Park.
Did he say, oh shit?
I think he did.
I think he said, oh shit. But he said, oh shit. And you see these four guys, and the best way for me to describe it is, for anybody who's ever seen Smoking Aces, there's a scene where the Basham brothers are in an elevator, and they see this hot woman, and then they all just kind of look around and rev up their guns and cock their shit. Literally, one guy, the big bulky guy, had a motherfucking chainsaw and revved it up. And I was laughing so hard at that. Turns out the game is called Brothers in Arms Furious 4.
Booyah!
And it is going... They didn't have a release date on it. If they did, I didn't have it written down.
No, they did not.
Okay. But it looks like Borderlands World War II style. I think it's going to be funny.
It actually looks pretty awesome.
I'm actually waiting for Ubisoft to get up off their ass and get the guys from Free Radical and do... Actually, wait, that's EA. Never mind.
Hey now, Ubisoft has their shit together. Lay in to Ubisoft.
Okay. The reason why I say something is because Free Radical did something like that was called Time Splitters. And Time Splitters was a huge franchise, but nobody's seen it anymore. You know, I mean, yeah. It's sad. They might make a movie out of it. But anyway. But yeah, Furious 4. Up next was The Adventures of Tintin.
Tintin! Which, I didn't know. They're all like, this is a movie game. And I was like, I did not even know it was a fucking movie. I didn't know it was going to be a movie. I didn't know it is a movie. I don't know. Never heard of it.
It was actually kind of funny because Megan, I am me, and she was like, is that Peter Jackson? Or is that Steven Spielberg? And I was like, yes. And she was like, is that Peter Jackson? I was like, yep. And she was like, are they doing a game together? I was like, yep, yep.
And I went, epicness!
That is, I mean, it's The Adventures of Tintin. So
I went epicness because it's Steven Spielberg and Peter Jackson, not because the game looked epic.
I mean, the gameplay looks like a movie game should. It did have something really cool in it because it had wall climbing, but that's not enough. In my notes I have, unless the duo personally has their hands in it, I refuse to touch it.
Yeah.
So
I was just commenting at the epicness of Steven Spielberg with Peter Jackson. Then it was the Ghost Recon Future Soldier demo.
The second top game of Ubisoft was, depending on how you feel about Rayman, it was either the second or the third. I guess this is all me again.
Well, I do have stuff written down.
Okay.
I have the synchronized kills and the team coordination, and I've got co-op and multiplayer written down.
I don't know for anybody of you who have ever played Splinter Cell Conviction, this looks a lot like Splinter Cell Conviction, especially having stuff that's written on the walls, stuff that's written in the midair.
I totally remember that when they showed that at E3.
Conviction?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks... They took a lot of stuff from Conviction, and you can tell. Not to say... And even in my notes, I said, which is in no way a bad thing.
Down, Chewie, down.
Get off my plane, Chewie.
Get the hell off my plane, Chewie. I can't do it very well. It ends up sounding like a dying animal.
Okay, so, anyway. Ghost Recon. Wasn't no way into a bad thing that it took a lot from Splinter Cell. They had a part where they were just trying to expedite somebody, and the escort system looked
kind of funny, actually.
It was kind of cool because they had somebody with their head down and still shooting, as opposed to not being able to shoot at all.
He was like, I'm going to hold you with one hand, keep your head down, shit me!
They lowered the gun
on the side and one in the back.
Hmm?
Two people on the side and one in the back.
Yeah, this was four people that were actually playing the game. They had the split screen showing at the time. I would like to have seen more ghost play, because you only really saw it one time.
Yeah, when they were sneaking up.
Yeah, when they were sneaking up, you saw them like disappear, and he literally shanked someone and reappeared. It was pretty cool. They also announced Ghost Recon Online, which is pretty much like a MMO.
It's on PC.
Hmm?
It's on PC.
Yep, it's on PC, and it is free. The beta, they're actually taking registration for the beta right now. So, I think that's all I have written down for that.
Yeah, that's all I have too.
Here's my side note. Mr. Caffeine is trying so hard to get cheap last, and he's just tanking. He was literally like a burning. He was like the Titanic. It was just, he was sinking. He wasn't sinking quickly, but he was just slowly and surely, and you could see it.
Rose let go of him really fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, which apparently, according to Craig Ferguson, we can never have Kate Winslet on as a guest. He said something like that, and he was insulting Rose, not Kate Winslet. He was like, that fat bitch! And she said, I'll never come on your show. So.
Oh, okay.
Yep, just in case you ever wanted Kate Winslet on as a guest.
Yeah, lol, Kate Winslet, need to step it up a little bit, my dear.
Anyway.
Like, do something that you're not sucking dick in. I'll never have Kate Winslet on to continue press start.
Damn.
Up next, Trackmania 2. My first response is, where the hell was Trackmania 1?
I am me too!
My first thing was, what the hell is this? And then found out it's a racing game. This is when they get into, like, Mania World. Is that what it was called?
Mania Planet.
Mania Planet, excuse me. And it turns out that it's combined into three different things. Shoot Mania, which is for first-person shooters, and Quest Mania, which is for RPGers. The trailer that just showed really wasn't all that impressive. Neither were the ladies that were showing it.
Yeah, I literally just wrote Trackmania 2 comes out September, Questmania, Shootmania.
Yeah, I mean, that was like anything else, ladies and gentlemen? No, nothing? Okay. Shootmania and Questmania, Christ.
Yeah.
Up next.
Oh my god. The most hilarious... thing yet.
Raving Rabbids Alive and Kicking.
You're not saying anything.
I didn't know I was supposed to say anything. I thought you were taking it.
No, you take it. Raving Rabbids Alive and Kicking. Take it.
Oh, well, shit, I have to bring up my notes.
I told you have your notes.
I did have them up and then... Yeah. Wait. Are you sure it's Alive and Kicking? Aha! Alive and Kicking. Okay. Alive and Kicking. First off, it's another Kinect game.
Boo!
What do you mean boo?
Well, boo to the Kinect, but you know, this one actually looked like it worked on the Kinect, so...
Yeah, this actually looks like it's going to be a blast.
So, the guy, he's on stage, and he's all talking, right? Because he's funny. And suddenly, rabbits come up on the screen.
Yeah, that was actually pretty cool. The rabbits would show up, and he would boot these things away. And they would make the little rabbit noises. And one time, he kicked one of these things, and it actually, like, face-planted the screen. It was hilarious. But then these rabbits keep popping up like whack-a-mole. And he calls up somebody else, I guess another developer, and they start stomping on these things. And then calls up more developers, and they start stomping on these things. And you got like four people trying to stop up like 20 to 30 rabbits that are on the screen. It is just hilarity.
Yes.
Hilarity did ensue. It was funny. It was really funny.
See, and then they did another thing where it's fill the shapes, where you have to make the rabbits happy.
Yeah, they would have like these weird shapes like UFOs, and then what was it, like a fat person. And it would take the picture of you guys trying to fill in the lines after, you know, everything was all said and done.
It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You could take the pictures, you could upload them to Facebook and miscellaneous other crap like that. It was pretty cool.
They also said you can share those pictures on Facebook. Which yeah. I think will be funny. That's one of the better yay things.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that comes out November 8th.
Is it November 8th?
Yes, that's what I've written down.
Oh, wow. That's like a couple days before Call of Duty. Wow.
I'm off of Raving Rabbids. Anyway.
Up next was...
Just Dance 3!
Which was...
Like every other dance game for the Kinect.
It's practically another dance game. The only difference for this one is now it's multi-platform. It's not a Wii exclusive anymore.
Yeah, the only thing I had written down was Just Dance versus Dance Central.
Yeah, oh god.
I want to see that. I want to see Just Dance versus Dance Central.
That would be weird. That'd be like bringing Guitar Hero against Guitar Freaks. Which, I'll get into that another podcast.
Balls.
Save that for another day. A rainy one.
Hey, it just rained. Don't joke about that.
So yeah, it's just Dance 3. There's nothing particularly nothing sexy about it. Just dance.
Rocksmith.
Yeah, up next was Rocksmith, which was a pretty cool innovative game. They had Dave Navarro from Jade's Addiction who was talking about it, and Dave Navarro was just telling you that this is a game where it's going to teach you how to play the guitar. So,
stop yawning!
I'm trying, but
all good.
It's pretty innovative. It's not like Guitar Hero in the sense that, you know, you're clicking your digital buttons and to play these musical notes.
You're playing an actual guitar!
it's actually, you can plug in any electric guitar and get it to work with this game, which is actually pretty fucking cool if you didn't already know how to play it.
Ba-da-ding, ding, 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 ding.
Oh, God. Deliverance, anyone?
I'm not gonna go there. So, it comes out in October.
Yep, October, so that's not too far away. Rocksmith. I have Your Shape Fitness 2012.
Oh, that's right. I didn't take notes for that.
Yeah. I have Your Shape Fitness 2012. It's a fitness commercial. I mean, woo! Then they have... Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why I'm so tired.
He's lying to you. He's not sorry at all.
Oh, don't get me started, you. Up next is Assassin's Creed Revelations. This was Ubisoft's flagship title. This one had an announcement already, but we never really seen anything on it. And
until now,
it actually looks pretty cool. So
pretty cool. That's all you gotta say. It just looks pretty cool.
I mean, it's. I'm waiting to see how it's gonna turn out because this is Ezio's third game, which in a past Assassin's Creed podcast that we did,
that you'll never hear.
That somebody will hear eventually.
Maybe.
We talked about how there would never be an Ezio, or there wouldn't be another Ezio. There was nowhere else for Ezio to go. And so now you have this Revelations where we're still talking about Ezio.
I mean, Ubisoft pretty much went, listen, we were, you know, eavesdropping in on your podcast, and we went, you're wrong.
I mean, we're there. I hope they prove me wrong. I really do. I want to see where this is going to go. I do. The way that the trailer looked, it looked like...
I wrote notes for the trailer were, holy shit.
I think I have that written down that... Yeah, Ezio just seems to be everywhere when he was attacking people.
Because he was all like, hoo, hoo, hoo. I am assassin extraordinaire. Hoo, hoo, hoo.
They have established that this is going to be his last game.
Because he's turning into a silver fox.
So, in my opinion, Ezio has to die. He has to. There's no. Like, he has to go.
No.
Yes, he has to go. There can be no Desmond with Ezio still running around.
No, actually, it's the other way around. There can be no Desmond if Ezio is not running around.
Ezio is going to make children and make babies and then perish.
Well, yeah, that's the circle of life.
He's going to die. He has to die. If I don't see Ezio die in this one, I'm going to be kind of upset. Reason being is because...
I think he's going to live to a ripe age of old man-ish.
I don't think so.
I do.
But we'll find out in November. The one big thing, the huge thing about the trailer for this is that Ezio, I don't know if he gets captured or if he just kind of gives himself up. Because when he gets to where he has to get to,
he
not
gets captured. They show that. They show that in the trailer. He gets captured.
Yeah, but they don't put up a fight when he walks into this guy's chambers.
Well, no, because he's already been fought out. I mean, they broke his hidden blades. Like that.
Oh yeah, that's right. I didn't have that written down.
It was a battle scene. And it was kind of a flashback to how he got there, and he saw El Tair, and that's when he was all like. Pause. What? No! Just like that.
It looks nice. It looks interesting. I'm ready to end Ezio, which kind of makes me upset about this entire thing because Altair didn't get half as much attention as Ezio. Now, Ezio was in the better set of games, and maybe that's why everybody's focusing on Ezio. But Altair didn't get nowhere near as much attention, and we don't know half as much about his backstory as we do as Ezio's.
Which I think they're trying to wrap up in this game, because his whole thing is he's searching for El Tair.
I hope so. I'm ready for this game. I'm ready for this whole thing to be set up and be done with and be over.
You mean Ezio, not Assassin's Creed.
I mean, I'm so... Well, no, you're right. Actually, I'm going to be honest with you. I want to see where the Assassin's Creed thing is going on. I think that if Ezio, Altair, and whatever new character we have coming up, I'm ready to see where this entire thing is going to go. I want it to be initially three characters. Three characters and maybe Desmond. Because, you know, I have to have the main character in this whole fucking thing.
I know. You don't think you should be saving most of the conjecture for our Assassin's Creed podcast?
Yes, but I think we're going to get a little bit more in depth there.
Okay.
Than when I am here.
I'm not going to give away all the good stuff
on this one. Come on.
Okay. Don't go too in depth, though.
I won't go too in depth. I'm ready to see. I'm thinking that it should have been a trilogy. And to have Ezio have his own sort of trilogy, it kind of steered away from the entire Assassin's Creed thing. We're supposed to be going into the bloodline and to the backstory of this Desmond Miles character. And by giving Ezio his own little thing, I think we're kind of throwing that off track. But that's all I'm going to say. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, you have to tune in next week.
Or whenever.
Yeah.
But then I think the other things I had written down were about the demo itself.
Yep. And I'm going to leave that one all to you, Megan.
Okay. Basically, I just had the demo. It was like, I liked the Ottoman elite god. And he's in Constantinople.
Istanbul.
No. Because if people actually listen to this, I don't want to get copyright sued.
Well, damn it.
We can't afford to pay that.
He would just liked it better that way.
Anyway, so I think... Oh, I did write down there was a new aiming system, but I was talking about the bombs. When he threw down the smoke bombs...
Right.
I liked that you could aim it. You'd aim it and show where it would land. Like, it would bounce and it would show where it would land. I very much like that. And then also, flame gun!
That was so cool.
It was just kind of, he shoots, burns the whole port, and he gets on his ship, and the guy's all like, "You must be Ezio. What took you so long? I just had a few things to take care of. Oh, a few things like burning down an entire port of ships."
One thing that I had written down, and this was pretty key. One, there was a lot of machinery involved. A lot of machinery involved.
Leonardo's been busy.
And there's a burning ship in this demo, which he's hopping across.
That he probably set on fire.
Hmm?
He probably set it on fire.
Yeah, knowing him. But it was key to me because it reminded me so much of Ubisoft's other flagship title, or another one of their flagship titles, Prince of Persia. It reminded me of the beginning of Warrior Within. And I think we kind of touched on this in another podcast, but it would be really, really cool to see the Prince as an unlockable character in Assassin's Creed. Or vice versa, in the new Prince of Persia, to see Ezio or Altair or even Desmond as...
There was in 2008 Prince of Persia for the Xbox, well, that I played on the Xbox, you could unlock Altair as a skin.
That's cool.
For the Prince. Like, you couldn't, it wasn't him, but you could unlock him as a skin.
That's even better.
So they did that. And the one that I'm pretty sure is getting a sequel.
I hope not.
It's gonna get a fucking sequel. Not. It needs to get a sequel. Anyway. Anyway. My podcast, my rules. Shut up.
Oh, duly noted, madam.
Last thing I had written down was the mystery archway.
Oh, yeah, at the very end, they show Eden. Which we can assume to be Eden.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pretty cool demo. It was a very, very, very cool demo.
Yeah.
Look, lady.
Recording now.
Okay, so going in through... Going through just a little bit of my notes, because you pretty much covered the demo, like, word for word for word for word. the intro for Ezio is, you know, all over. He's pretty much fighting everywhere. It was pretty cool. It was, like, one man versus, like, 30, and it rocked pretty hard. We established that this is his last one, so I think he has to die, personally. I think he has to die, like, right here, right now.
No.
Yeah, well, that's what you think.
Yep. And what you think could also be wrong. I went there. I said it. By the way, I'm pretty sure I heard your mic turn off.
Crap.
Yes, it did turn off.
Okay, so anyway. What the hell's that? I'm sorry, I keep hearing noises from this damn house. Weird fucking noises.
I could say something's coming to get you.
No, don't do that. This house is already creepy enough as is.
Really? You had a creepy house?
I had a creepy house.
Yes.
So anyway.
Is it like Luigi's Mansion? You live in Luigi's Mansion!
Anyway. Ezio seems to get captured, and he keeps hallucinating Altair, which is kind of cool. Like, the way that they do it, they kind of make it seem like he's...
I think he's having visions, personally.
I think he's hallucinating.
I think he's having visions.
I think he likes it in the butt. The demo's up. It looks awesome. We looked like he was deploying... He was taking out multiple people with Eagle Vision when he dropped the smoke bomb, which was actually pretty cool. Things are exploding everywhere, and it's Assassin's Creed, so you really don't see shit explode. The burning ship at the beginning reminds me of Prince of Persia, Warrior Within.
Oh, God, horrible, horrible game!
So, actually, and the more I looked at it, a lot of the shit reminded me of Prince of Persia. And there was the shot of Eden at the very end. I assumed it. So, that wraps up Ubisoft.
Ubisoft! Ubisoft! Shit.
Honest to goodness, best game.
I will work for Ubisoft one day. Even if I replace Mr. Caffeine!
Oh, God. I feel so bad for that guy. He's never going to get laid.
There will be no Mrs. Caffeine.
Mm-mm. So, best game of Ubisoft event.
You mean... Other than Assassin's Creed?
No, Assassin's Creed's up there.
Oh, Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
Second best, Raving Rabbids 11 kicking.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm so confused. I'm so excited because Ubisoft really didn't have too many bad games.
I know.
Only ones that I can really say is Driver... 1010, what the fuck is Blank Mania? And that was about it. There was a lot of games where I would be like, all right, well, I can really get into. Because at first I was going to say, well, you're going to say Assassin's Creed, but I'm going to say Rayman. And then I was like, well, Far Cry 3 was probably the biggest pop of the night.
Do you know what the definition of insanity is?
That alone, people are going to be quoting that forever.
I know, I'm going to be quoting it for a while. To you!
Rayman, Far Cry, Ghost Recon, Alive and Kicking.
Ghost Recon? Oh, yeah, never mind. I totally got the words mixed up. I thought it was something else.
Future Recon, Ghost Soldier?
No, actually, I thought it was Recon Ghost.
Oh. Okay, anyway, in Assassin's Creed, I really have a lot of trouble picking out one, but if I had to pick out one, I'll pick Assassin's Creed Revelations. But only by a smidgen, because Rayman Origins really brought back the nostalgia, and the nostalgia was huge.
I almost said Rayman, but I was like, oh god, I was like, I hold loyalty to those stupid little rabbits.
It was easily one of the best games of Ubisoft announced.
Yeah. Totally.
Easily. So, we're almost done with day one. We've got
Sony!
Big one, and Sony came with the thunder.
Really? I thought it was... I didn't really think it was thunder!
I mean, it wasn't thunder, but it was thunder.
Okay.
So, we're gonna take a 2-second breather, and you guys make sure you check out part 3.